But I remember when Bush and Kerry were debating in St. Louis. Okay, this is October 8, 2004. I went and pulled the transcript. And the question that was asked the president from Michelson was, Mr. President, if there were a vacancy in the Supreme Court and you had the opportunity to fill that position today, who would you choose and why? He says, I'm not telling. People laugh. I really haven't picked anybody yet. Plus, I want them all voting for me. Laughter again. You know, this is how Bush is treating this serious question, right? I would pick somebody who did not allow their personal opinion to get in the way of the law. Pick somebody who would strictly interpret the Constitution. We've all heard this before, right? No specifics, just generalities. This is what bothered me. This is what I wanted to cut to the chase here and why I don't trust George Bush to make these nominations, because the man is clueless. I realize most people don't know what the Dred Scott case is, and obviously our president doesn't either. This is his quote, and let me share this with you. Another example, he talks about bad cases, okay, so putting in context, talks about the Pledge of Allegiance case, and then he says, another example would be the Dred Scott case, which is where judges years ago said that the Constitution allowed slavery because of personal property rights. That is so butchering the Dred Scott decision, I can't believe it. Now, just think about it for a second, people. Understand what this man has just said. Dred Scott decision ripped this country in half because the Supreme Court said that Congress could not prohibit slavery in free territories. That's what happened in the Dred Scott case. Mr. Bush, our president, this knowledgeable, brilliant, constitutional-picking scholar, says the Dred Scott case is where judges years ago said the Constitution allowed slavery because of personal property rights. Guess what? That's true. That is true, is it not? That's not controversial. The Constitution did allow slavery. Remember Mr. Bush? Remember Jefferson owned slaves and Washington and all these guys? The Constitution did, in fact, allow slavery, dimwit. My goodness, how can you get something like that wrong? And I was just sitting there listening at home going, wow, that is really... And I know what happened here. Dred Scott was a terrible decision. It plunged the country into civil war. It was awful. And some very bright person has no doubt briefed our illustrious president and told him, make sure you mention Dred Scott. Dred Scott's a good example of what happens when the court abuses their power. All that is true. Bush doesn't have a clue about it. And this is the person that you want to lead a restoration of the Constitution. And you wonder why you get Harriet Myers? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. George W. Bush. Okay. Anyway, we're due for a break. We're going to take that break. We'll be right back taking your calls here on the Lone Ranger after these messages.